So eager. I like that. Don't worry. The tickles are done now. You handled it very well. And you were a lot of fun to play with. So I'm going to help you feel really good. First, though, we'll need a bit of a change in position. I saw a couple of humans pose like this before, but they ran off when they saw me. It's okay, though. I'm pretty sure I remember it all. Let's just lower you onto your knees, like so, and put your arms behind your back, just like that. Do you mind leaning forward for me? Don't worry, I won't let you fall. No? Shoving it is, then. Don't complain now. I gave you a chance. And quit trying to stand up again. I've still got my vines wrapped around your legs, you know. Why? I'm about to show you why, silly. But first, you're going to need a new name. I meant what I said before. Using your real name has too much power. But nicknames are fine. I'm not sure what to pick, though. It's fine. We'll figure it out. For now, I need to remove some of your clothing. You don't mind, right? Oh my. I think you enjoyed that tickling more than you're willing to admit. You are hard as a stone. And your cock. I think I figured out your new nickname. Dewdrop. Are you one of those perverts that like being tickled? Is that it? Or maybe you just like having someone tie you down and do whatever they want to you? Do you like being my helpless toy, Dewdrop? You don't speak. But those blushing cheeks of yours tell me all that I need to know. Don't worry. I like it too. And you're gonna like what happens next even more. Can you feel them? My vines sliding over your arms and across your shoulders. Slipping down to your chest. They feel good, don't they? So cool and soft, and yet strong enough to hold you down. You can pull against them if you want, Dewdrop. If that's what helps you feel good. Recognizing just how helpless you are in my grasp. And yet, so very safe. I'm not going to let anything happen to you while we do this, sweet boy. Well, not anything that I won't do, anyhow. You gasp so sweetly when I caress your chest and your nipples. They're quite sensitive, aren't they? Your moans certainly make it seem so. Every time I pass over them, your back arches, like you're asking for more. Like you'd wish I would keep them there. I can feel you relaxing, Dewdrop. Feel your muscles loosening. Even when you pull your wrists or your legs, acting as if you actually want to escape. Does it bring you pleasure, Dewdrop? Feeling the strength surrounding you while you grow weaker, more submissive. It's all right, my sweet plaything. You don't have to say a word. Just feel. Feel my vines slipping up your thighs. Right between them. And against the swell of your sex. I can feel you pressing into them. Every time I slide them against you. And if I wrap them firmly around your cock, let them slide up and down. Your moans remind me of thunderclouds, deep and rumbling. It feels so good, doesn't it? I know human males are said to touch themselves often, but it never feels quite as good as it does when someone else is doing it, does it, Dewdrop? Your fingers can't slide as easily as my vines. Wrapping more or less around your shaft, constantly changing, rubbing, shifting. And your mind can't predict how I'm going to move. If I'm going to grasp firmer or lighter, or if I'm going to slide one up to tease at its head and rub against the slit. I love watching your hips buck every time I do that, Dewdrop. Seeing how good such a familiar touch can make you feel. But now I wonder, has anyone ever touched you back here, sweet boy? My vines are slick enough to do the job. And I promise it will feel very, very good. You don't need to be ashamed. Even with me just circling your hole. I can feel the way you press back into it. How your moans grow louder. Your body wants this. And I want to slip inside you, Dewdrop. Will you let me? Such a good, good boy. Don't worry, I'll go slow. There we go, my sweet Dewdrop. Just try to relax. Can you feel my vines inside of you? The way they press and wriggle, finding all these new sensitive spots. I know. It's so much. So many sensations. Feeling so very full. I can see the way your eyes glaze over with pleasure. You've never felt such bliss, have you? Embrace it, Dewdrop. You don't have to do a thing. Just breathe. And moan while I fuck your ass and stroke your cock with my vines. Ah, I saw that jolt. Did I find your sweet spot, darling boy? Does it feel good when I focus on it? Pressing and rubbing with every thrust. Your legs are shaking, and I can see your hips tremble even more. Are you close? Go ahead, sweet boy. Let yourself go and come for me. That's it. Such a good boy. I bet that felt good, didn't it? But I think you've got a bit more in you, don't you, Dewdrop? Let me just pump your cock a bit faster and go a bit harder. There we go. Oh no. Don't shake your head now, sweet boy. Not with your hips still bucking like that. I'm going to stay wrapped around your cock and keep fucking you with my vines until I know you've got nothing left. One more time, Dewdrop, and I let you go free. No, no begging. You're going to come for me again. That's it. Just let all of those sensations wash over you, and that's it. Oh, good. Boy. Well, that was even better than I expected. How do you feel? Not too sore. You seem to be fully intact. Just thoroughly fucked. Poor thing. You must be exhausted now. Just as I promised, though. I'm letting you go. About what I said before, though. I've changed my mind. Today was a lot of fun. So feel free to come visit me in the forest sometime. I'm sure we'll have lots of fun together.